The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So today, we'll continue the reflections on sila, virtuous behavior. And today I'll speak about the second precept, undertaking the training rules of not taking what is not given to us. Or maybe a simpler kind of translation for that is undertaking the training rules of abstaining from stealing. And so again, I wanted to explore this from the perspective of the inside out kind of orientation. I invited you to sense into that inner integrity and inner dignity in our meditation. And so we will explore that from that place and see how we relate to them through maybe the expressions of those. And again, I'll use this AAA framework that we talked about. Aware, abstain, and align. Aware of the inner dynamics, inner forces within us. And learn to discern the wholesome, skillful versus that is not. And we abstain from the unwholesome, unskillful, and we cultivate, align with the wholesome qualities instead. And so in the last few minutes of our meditation, I invited you to check in to this quality of contentment and ease as we were cultivating mindful awareness. The kind of contentment that's not pulled or pushed away by the forces of a wanting and greed, aversion, delusions. And so we know, you know, as we meditate that the act of grasping or being aversive to something easily take us out of that kind of a contentment and a well-being. And so in this way, the second precept that we're going to explore today, abstaining from not taking, from taking what is not offered to us, is coming from a place of non-grasping, non-clinging, non-aversion, free of a fear. And we all know sometimes a fear will drive us to take what is not given to us. We've all probably seen this in the pandemic, when we're fearful of running out of certain kinds of resources. We can grasp more than what we might need. So, of course, this particular precept is about, to a one degree, not stealing, not engaging or participating in kind of full-blown criminal acts like robbing banks and, you know, stealing expensive jewelry or personal information online. Now, of course, you know, I think all of us don't do that, right? And yet, as a training in support of liberation and freedom, and this precept is also inviting us to look into the subtle, the small impulses, and maybe sometimes the big impulses of grasping, claiming, aversion in our inner being. And so it invites us to maybe become aware of the areas that sometimes we may overlook. And this is where the cultivation of awareness come in, And we began to pay attention to our activities during the day, our movements in our mind. And, you know, I just use a few examples that many of you might relate to. And so, for example, what about taking a piece of a paper from work? What about taking a pen or pencil from work? What about taking an extra plate of a food out of a buffet table, even though they're offered to us? So some of this, maybe we act out of wanting to be convenient. And isn't it convenient to kind of sometimes just take a piece of paper, you know, what's, you know, not such a big deal, right? And I remember for myself, many years ago, I was printing out a personal thing at work. So I thought it was convenient, right? And fast printer. And on the way back, driving downhill from work, I remembered this action. And then all of a sudden, I felt my whole body was uneasy. It was a felt sense of something off in my body. And it was a powerful moment for me. I realized that, oh, this kind of actions have an impact on me. And there's a dukkha in this. And so I vowed not to do this ever again. In the modern day societies that we all live in today, and they're, you know, we're all driven by the convenience and comfort. And maybe we take a moment to kind of reflect a little bit. Convenience and comfort are quite related to each other. And yet there is a cost to the obsession of convenience and comfort. And the tricky thing about living in our modern day societies, things are interdependent in so many ways. So we may not actually understand the impact of leaning into convenience and comfort for generations to come. Maybe it's the next generation that feels the impact. And for example, you know, these days, I know there's a Black Friday for those who live here in the United States, Cyber Monday, and I don't know what today is. Hopefully it's something good. And all of this, we can just push a few buttons on your on our computers. And things would show up at the doorstep. And they're even cheaper, right? Why not get two or three of something, anything, shoes, and clothes, and games, and whatever, when it's cost of one, right? Why not? And so this is why it's important to become aware of our inner dynamics, to begin to become aware of this kind of impulses. Now, someone is typing in Giving Tuesday. I love that. I hope this is a good one. we'll talk about the giving in just a few moments. Yeah. I wanted to point out that as we cultivate awareness for this specific precept, we can begin to tune in and then recognize the difference between needs versus wanting or wants. a need for me, at least in here today, in the way that I'm going to share. Needs are related to some form of a care and care for our body, our mind, knowing what's appropriate. You know, our body needs food, needs shelter and medicine. It comes out of a sense of a care and wisdom. And so we want to take care of this body and others. Wanting. Wanting is a form of a greed. It comes out of a sense of discontentment with what's here happening right now. And so something else must happen. So many forms of violations and breach of the second precept are based on wanting. And a strong desire operating underneath. So this precept invites us to abstain from acting out of the impulses, and abstain from taking what is not given, and begin to align more and more with our sense of inner contentment and ease. So this speaks to on the other side of not taking what is, the other side of taking what is not offered to us, is to align with wholesome qualities and cultivating dana. And so today is Giving Tuesday. Wonderful. I guess it's a perfect timing for this. Cultivating generosity, giving. Cultivating contentment and ease, simplicity of our being. In the meditation, some of you might have felt some sense of this. When we're content, not driven by some of the underlying impulses of jumping out of where we sit, our heart is open and soft. So this sense of a meditating like wind doesn't have to be just a sitting here meditating. But as we go about our lives, can we be meditative like the wind? Anything comes through. The wind is not horrified, repelled, disgusted. So wide open, free air here. Sense of a freedom here. And so the pleasant, unpleasant contacts and sensations will not kind of get us caught. And so again, I've been talking about cultivating the sense of a sila as a form of a blessing. So today I'll end with a few words from this Mangala Sutta again, and I talk about what the highest blessings are. And so here it says, giving and righteous conduct, contentment and gratitude. This is the highest blessing. So may you all bathe in inner integrity, in inner dignity. May the expression of your virtuous conduct benefit all beings. So thank you for being here, everyone. I'm just delighted to share this space and this time with you all. And we'll continue tomorrow. So have a wonderful rest of the Giving Tuesday for those who are still in Tuesday. Take care, everybody.